Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Golo Talks. This is Angela Connor, Managing Editor. This is a new feature that I'm going to test out. There has been so much talk about hearing voices on Golo, and I thought, why not check out Blog Talk Radio, since I am a little bit familiar with it outside of Golo, and maybe bring it into Golo. So today, I have with me Lolly. Lolly has been with Golo since the very first day, and I just thought, you know, for the inaugural Golo Talks, it might be nice to get back with her. I did a Golo profile with Lolly back on April 1st, 2008, and she's been here ever since and is just a great member. Hi, Lolly.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's, you know, I don't know if I did I tell you that my daughter broke her leg?
Yes, you did tell me. How is she doing?
Oh, she is, you know, she's just being a trooper. She's got this hot pink cast, and I think that kind of, at least she looks good, and I painted her toes hot pink. But it's hard to see her, you know, struggling with those crutches. But we go back on Friday, and hopefully she will get a shorter cast, because this one is from above her knee to her toes.
Oh, wow, yeah. A shorter one would be a lot better.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I was looking back at your profile when we talked, and one of the things I said about you was that, you know, you were so nice, and you do kind of have that image on Golo. And, you know, when people are arguing and fighting and doing some of what makes Golo great, I mean, don't get me wrong, I think that debate is good. Sometimes it does get nasty, but sometimes it's really good. But how do you stay neutral? You're like Sweden.
Well, I usually can see both sides of the discussion. That's both a blessing and a curse, but because rarely does either argument, is it 100%. You know, there's merits on both sides. So I guess seeing both sides.
Well, what do you think about some of the newer features? Like, I know people begged for the ignore button, and then I see people saying that they don't necessarily like it or they would never use it, which is certainly their prerogative. Some people are genuinely interested in hearing what everyone has to say, even if it, you know, it's not what they necessarily like. And I know I've interviewed quite a few people who said they like that kind of debate. I think Slick Rick was the latest who just loves to debate, so I can't imagine that he would block or ignore anyone. But what's been your experience with it? You don't have to tell me if you've blocked or ignored anyone, but you know, just from talking to a lot of people in the community, what's been your experience with it, or what do people think about it?
I think most people really appreciate the feature. I don't think they use it as much to stifle arguments or debate as to just say, oh, okay, you've kind of got on my nerve here, so I'm going to put you to a side for a day or two, keep everything calm, and then we'll open things back up. So I think it's usually more of an interpersonal relationship than it is to stifle debate. So I think people enjoy it, and I don't think that they keep people blocked for forever. Most people, it seems to be a day or two, that type of thing.
Really? So it's kind of like, okay, you know, you're getting on my nerves today, I'm going to block you, and we'll be friends tomorrow? I didn't really know that dynamic. Is that some of what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I've seen. I mean, there's lots I'm not aware of, but from what I've seen, they'll usually make a comment of like, okay, I just can't deal with you tonight. I'll take this off tomorrow or next week or something like that. There's usually a comment to that effect.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I'll have to share that.
Yeah.
So we've had a couple instances lately where, you know, someone posted a blog on Golo and got some good reaction. I know just recently it was Go Georgia Tech with his daughter in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, did you follow that at all?
Yes, I did. That was wonderful. I think he got a response in, what, 30 minutes? It was amazing.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we should recognize more the power of Golo, and not necessarily just Golo, but any online community where people are coming together and taking up causes. And it was nice to see that. I sit here and I think, wow, this is great. And days like that kind of get me through the days when I wish I could jump out the window.
Well, there was another day. The man who was shot, he was working at Honeybank Ham, mm-hmm. and Honeybank was going to drop his insurance. People started commenting, I won't be buying any hams this holiday season. And it was 2 days later, there was a news article saying they changed their minds and they decided to keep him on his insurance. So, yeah, I think the power of Golo really came through on that day, too.
Good. So it's kind of like I mean, I don't know if saying we're a force to be reckoned with would be true, but, I mean, there's definitely some power here.
Yes, I agree, definitely.
Good. Good. Well, what would you like to see more of on Golo? I mean, I don't think we're going to get any new features yet. There's been some talk about, registration. I know that the elephant in the room is the multiple profiles, and I hope people really understand that I know what a big deal that is. It's just, when we're associated with the news site, and, you can't really block people from the news. People think it's as easy as banning an IP address, but that's just not the case with us. But we do understand that multiple profiles are an issue. Do you think that, I think that people are doing that for attention, and I think that if people on Golo ignored them, that might help. Is it just too difficult to ignore people?
I just can't pretend to know why they do that. It does seem to be the same group. I can't fathom what's going on there. But as to the features, I think that you've been very responsive, and y'all have listened and put in chats and ignore, and we've come a long way since, when we were just happy to have just a profile. So I think y'all have been very responsive, and I know that you've actually written books on the topic about what communities need and how they grow and that kind of stuff. So I have a lot of faith in you guys. It's been a great community. It's grown, and I think it will keep growing.
Well, I think it's important for us to listen. One of the things that people do, it's easy when you roll out a community to think, well, these are the features that people will want and to set up those features. But, like with groups, I thought that when we launched groups, I thought I had an idea about what kinds of groups would launch. And you want to see the content, to at least show people what they can do. But I found that the most successful or the groups that have the most going on or the most conversations are topics I would have never thought of, like, the atheists and agnostics. I know the Golo Animal Lovers group is pretty pretty busy. There's a lot of other groups. And I think that you have to just kind of sit back and see what people will do on their own. Have you had any experience with groups that do really well? I know there's the Blog for Hope.
That was what came to my mind was Sandra's Blog for Hope, where people post needs, post things they can donate, and it's a way to bring volunteers together to help the Golo community. It's my favorite group. I think that one's wonderful. Beth has Strawberry Letter 23 has a paranormal group that's very active.
Oh yeah, the group that's always posting the great field trip pictures.
Yeah, they've been all over the state and done a lot of interesting things. Trying to think, the recipe swap group. I love that. I love to just kind of peek in and try to think of, get an idea for dinner. There's a lot of spiritual or philosophical groups that people kind of have spun off. There was Ayn Rand and atheism. There's a lot of philosophy that you can join in on that's very interesting.
I like that recipe group, too. I look at that and sometimes wish that I could just, make it come out of the screen and I wouldn't have to cook it myself,
I did. Rosebud had a spaghetti sauce, and I actually got applause.
Really?
So, yes.
Wow. Well, I may have to look in there a little bit more often. Also, the movie, DVD and movie reviews. Now, I know R. Young has been pretty busy posting some of his movies. Apparently, he watches a lot on the weekends. I wish people would do more of those because that's a good feature. And, I even get that on WRL.com sometime, like the entertainment section, because people are always looking at movies. And there's so much crap, and you never know what you're going to get. And, I mean, we have all this collective knowledge, and it's just, I think it's smart to share it.
I totally agree. That's one of the strongest points about the community, and it's local, so it's very real to all the members. R. Young's a great writer, by the way. I love his reviews, and I love fucking David Lee's reviews.
Yeah. DJ of Raleigh also has some really good posts.
Yes.
When he comes out, mm-hmm. And you know where he stands, and he seems to be one who's open for debate.
Oh, he's wonderful. He's one of my favorites. If I see a blog up by him, I have to stop in.
Well, did you happen to see Well, you, I don't know if you saw this today, but I posted a blog thanking Headlong for dropping by the station on Sunday, leaving me all these amazing goodies that I could never, ever make on my own, nor would I ever try, because I would never even have a garden to grow all those things. But, I mean, she hooked me up with this jam and, like, peach pie and applesauce and homemade salsa that I keep staring at, but I don't have any chips to eat it right now.
Well, that was awesome, and you certainly deserve it. I wish more people would give you more tangible demonstrations of how much everyone cares about you.
Oh, no, I don't know. Tangible might mean, like, you know, hitting my car with a bat. So, you know, I'll stick with the cyber thanks. But it was really nice. And that Golo clock I got from a group of people who still don't really tell me who they are that I got on the Golo anniversary, that was really, really sweet. Oh, and once Morgus bought this huge, huge pot, like an industrial-sized pot, of Wisconsin cheese soup, and everybody here ate that soup. It was delicious.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's
wonderful.
Yeah, it's just nice to see. I think there's so much good in Golo, and I just want everyone to know that I appreciate the time that, you know, people spend here, because, you know, the choices are infinite across the social web. And, I mean, you could just go to Facebook and stay there. And, you know, here is more... It's topical, it's related to the news, and I think people have a good time here.
Oh, yes. Clearly, people have a great time. We've got morning coffee clubs, and there's all sorts of little groups where people come to talk and share the events in their lives. It's local. It's real. It's wonderful.
You know, I like seeing old Rebels motorcycle pictures, and because that's another. Again, I can live vicariously through a lot of people just by reading Golo and not having to do it myself. You know,
traveled, yeah.
Yeah, he's always all over the place. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left. So what do you want to see in the future? I mean, you like the features. The multiple profiles, of course, are an issue, but we are working on it. Trust me, I've been in the war room with my bosses, telling them what the issues are, and we're gonna come up with a solution.
Maybe you need more time off. You're working too hard. We need to take care of you. We don't want to stress you out. So maybe
well,
you need 2-hour lunches.
Well, that would be nice. I can take those on Fridays. That'd be good.
There you go. Let's do something for Angela.
Just write a blog about that, 2-hour lunches, and then I'll just casually send it to my bosses saying, look at this. The Golo community insists that I take a 2-hour lunch.
There you go. Will do.
We'll see if that works. Well, we're down to about 2 minutes now, and so then I'll just take this time to ask you. Hey, you've got a daughter planning a wedding, don't you?
Yes,
or
she was
that
married January 1st. Yeah, we walked her down the aisle on New Year's Eve. So
oh,
that was pretty wild.
Well, I don't know why. I guess I'm thinking it's, well, I'm a year late, I guess. I can remember you talking about planning it. Well, maybe that was October 2008.
Well, I planned it for years, so I could see how you would think I was still doing it.
And how's she doing?
Oh, she's doing great. Her hubby made it back from Iraq, and they're very happy and got their first house and sewing curtains and just all those little things.
Wow. I remember those days. I've been married 15 years now. I don't even really remember what the first year was like.
Well, they're both working and happy. That's a blessing in this, you know, in this economy.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being with me today, Lolly, and hopefully people will like this and we'll do it again.
It was my pleasure. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Talk to you later.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.